Hello, everyone. Welcome to 92.1 KMZA, our coaches' shows here with head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats, Nick Anderson, earning another win here on this season, taking a big victory over Thunder Ridge, 44-36. Again, a game that came out in the first quarter, went up 14-0, got 8 more points in the second quarter, went up 22-8, and then again finished that game 44-36. Things got close there near the end, allowing 20 points in that fourth quarter of Thunder Ridge, but you were able to get the win over the Longhorns. Coach, tell me about that game last Friday.
I thought we did some good things early. Got a quick stop, three and out, and we were able to score rather quickly. And then we were able to score again right before half to give us a good lead going into halftime. And then scored right out of halftime. And I think we were up 38-8 at one point in that third quarter. And then we just continued to make some of the mistakes that have hampered us all year. Had some penalties that killed drives and gave up some big plays over the top. And credit Thunder Ridge for not giving up and continue to fight and make us work for that one in the second half.
Well, your offense bounced back in a big way last Friday. Wes Anderson, he had a great day overall with 199 yards passing, 3 passing touchdowns, completing 15 of 28 total attempts. He also rushed on the ground for 44 yards and 2 touchdowns. And to be also mentioned, he's at over 100 career varsity passing touchdowns. What can you tell me about a great player that Wes Anderson is here so far to this point in the season, but also the big game he had last Friday?
Yeah, obviously Wes is a very skilled player, but the things that people don't see are his preparation and how much work and time he puts into his craft and getting better. And those are the things as a coach and as a dad I'm most proud of, is just knowing how he goes about his business and knowing that he does it the right way. And for us to be successful this year, he has to have monster games. And so there's a lot of pressure on him, and I'm just really proud of how he's handled that and how he continues to grind.
Another thing to find success here on the season is able to get Henry Ketterer a little more involved in the rushing game. He had 10 carries, 61 yards, and a touchdown. How important is it to keep him running the rock here week after week?
Oh, for sure. Henry's a very skilled player in his own right, and we're always going to be better when we can feed him. And, we need our offensive line to be a little bit more consistent and sustain blocks better so we can continue to use him. And then we were able to use Henry in the screen game, and he had a long touchdown for us against Thunder Ridge that was gave us a lot of momentum going to halftime. So the more we can get Henry involved, the better.
Well, for the most part, you kept Thunder Ridge behind the sticks. They went 3 of 13 on third downs as well as 4 out of 10 on fourth downs. I mean, what was it like there on your defensive side, forcing so many later downs there for Thunder Ridge and being able to come up on top?
Yeah, we did really good for the most part. I thought we held them one-dimensional. We did a pretty good job of maintaining and containing the run. And just unfortunately, we're still giving up big plays in the pass game. And part of that is our pass rush isn't good enough. The other part of it is we got guys' eyes are in the wrong position. And so, we're not being disciplined on the back end. And then also we had some new guys in some different positions defensively that are still kind of learning their way. And you throw all that together and a Thunder Ridge team that was willing to chuck it up the whole second half, it led for an interesting fourth quarter.
Frankfort Wildcats step right back into league and district play here this Friday against Blue Valley Rams. Again, we'll talk about that in segment number 2. But real quick, our Frankfort Wildcats locker room chat brought to you by Winkler Neal Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Continuing our coaches' shows here on segment number 2 of KMZA Locker Room Chats, here with head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats, Nick Anderson. I'm Crennan Prophet. This Frankfort Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Winklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Again, earning second win of the season last Friday for Frankfort. A big win. Blue Valley Randolph, they were shut out for the first time this season this last week here against the number 3 ranked team in 8-man Division 2 against Hanover, 48-0, team that you lost just 2 weeks ago. But here, tell me about your opponent, the Rams.
Blue Valley has lost a lot of experience and lost some really good players from a year ago, and they're having to play a lot of young kids, and they're moving people around and trying to find schemes that that fit their skill set and their personnel. And Blue Valley views us as a rival, and so they're always really amped up to play us, and so we're gonna have to be ready for that and be ready to handle the road trip as well, and then continue just to try to clean up those mistakes and continue to get better as we push towards the end of the season.
Yeah, you mentioned a rivalry last season. You won 54-6 in the win over Blue Valley. You also lead the all-time series of the team 23-4. Just kind of over the past couple years, what have you seen from this Blue Valley Randolph team as they continue to improve and again, try to make this a more competitive matchup, but how are you going to shut that down on your end?
you know, they're going to, you know, try to formation you a little bit and try to, you know, a lot of different formations and different guys eligible. And they do a decent job using motion from time to time. And defensively, they show a lot of different fronts and coverages. So it's just got to be about us and execution and taking care of what we can take care of and continue, like I said, to play hard and compete.
Well, on the defensive side, again, you want to continue to create turnovers. You had two interceptions last week on defense. You're averaging about two, a little more than that, turnovers a game. What are you kind of hoping for on your defensive side this week?
Well, you know, hopefully with our personnel changes, we got another week under our belt as far as practice goes, and we're in the right spots more times than not this week, and our eyes are in the right places, and hopefully that'll, you know, help us avoid some big plays and be able to play faster, and that's the key defensively. If you start thinking too much, then you slow down, and we need guys to play fast and to fly around, and hopefully with another week of practice, they have the confidence to do that.
Well, Coach, what are some final keys here for this matchup this Friday against Blue Valley Randolph?
Play with a lot of energy and, you know, continue to be physical and, you know, be willing to accept the challenge at hand.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us as always. I'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
Thank you.
That was head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats, Nick Anderson, again going back into TVL play as well as district play as they take on the Blue Valley Randolph Rams this Friday.